Welcome back on to KJAV Sports Talk. Again, continuing our basketball talk as the basketball season for Jefferson County is set to get underway soon, and kind of already did for Festus Boys Basketball. Did a jamboree last night, and Coach Jason Therrell is here to talk about the upcoming season and sort of about last night. Coach, at this point, it's been summer training camps and I guess fall practices. And as you said before the interview, and it's very true, these jamborees sort of glorified practices. So tell us, how did your boys do last night against Fox and DeSoto?
Well, we had a really pretty interesting situation. We just got our football kids back the day before. So Monday was the first time I had practice with the football kids. And then we actually had to leave at 4 o'clock for the snow that day. So we pretty much had half of one practice as a full group before we went into the jamboree. So I played 14 kids last night, trying to see what a lot of the younger kids can do as well. And for that situation, I thought we did just fine. We competed well with both teams and got an idea of where we're at and where we need to go from there.
Obviously, you don't read too much into wins and losses, Coach, but how did your guys fare against those two?
We beat Fox, I can't remember. It seemed like by about 15 or 16, and then we lost to DeSoto by about 6 or 7, I think. Might have been 8. I can't remember.
Okay. Last year a lot of people will remember Savez Thomas. They'll remember Zach Lyles, of course, Kobe Branscombe. And then, you know, from the football team this year, Colin Riando. These are just a few names that I've noticed are returning for you, Coach. In terms of getting them involved in the game and some other players, just kind of, like I said, I know it's real early, but who sort of stood out to you as someone that might be ready for the grind this year?
I think we have a really interesting mix right now. I'm not 100% sure how it's going to play out. We're just getting together as a full group, and I think we got about 2 weeks to really figure it out where we're going. Kobe's coming back to us this year. I think he's going to be a good player for us, senior. Savez has a ton of ability. I think he can do some good things. You mentioned Zach Lyles is a big, strong, physical kid that we hope will have a good role with the team. And then there's a couple other seniors that could contribute. And then after that, we're really going down to some younger kids. And those younger kids have a lot of ability, both sophomores and a couple freshmen that could potentially contribute. But we're going to have to sort that out over the next couple of weeks in practice and kind of figure out where we're going. Definitely some younger kids that have some ability, though.
Last year, Coach Therrell, you guys went 14-12. Pretty good year. You lost to Hillsborough in the district semifinals. But that was the last game for two of your senior point guards, Daniel Portell and Owen Horsley. Guys that, from talking to you, knew how to run your offense the way that you wanted to and did a really good job, in the entire time that they played under you, Coach. When it comes to the point guard play this year, who are some guys that you might be looking to see if they can kind of get near to what Portell and Horsley had to offer for you?
Boy, those two kids did a really nice job over the course of a couple years, handled the ball well for us. A lot of pressure was put on both those kids to score and handle the ball all the time, and they did a really nice job with that. So that is a tough thing to replace. We're going to probably be doing that by committee a little bit more this year and with some younger kids. Colin Riando has stepped up and running our point a lot right now. We have a senior, Isaiah Reddick, that's been playing a little bit, and I think he can contribute. And then there may be some other younger kids. We have Casey Martin's a sophomore, is a football player for us and a good kid and a hard worker. And it's not out of the question that we could see a freshman running a little bit of point guard this year as well, and Cole Rickman. So it's going to be how the next couple of weeks of practice develop, and we'll see where those kids improve and what's the best fit for our team.
You know, the nice thing about Festus Boys Basketball this year, Coach Therrell, is that you do have players returning that do understand your system, and I'm sure you want the players that you have coming in to adapt to your system, and the other ones kind of already know how to do so, and maybe, you know, you work on a few things here and there to where those guys that already kind of understand what you're going for can, you know, get out there and actually perform to their utmost ability. When it comes to having discussions, you know, I know you haven't had very many, but when it comes to having talks with some of the guys that are returning, what are you asking of them this year?
Well, you know, I think that when you're at the high school level, your teams are going to be different every year. I think we're definitely transitioning into a little bit different style of play. I think we're going to be a little bit more athletic than we have been in the past. I think we're going to have the ability to get up and down a little bit more. We're a little deeper, I would say, in terms of athletic ability and kids with some potential, but we're also younger. So I think I'm going to be asking for some different things. What I would like to see more this year is more consistency. You know, I thought last year we played some good games, we did some good things, and then we had a few what I would consider letdowns. And what I've been preaching to kids the first couple of weeks and going forward is that consistency in your approach every single day to practice, every single day to games, and hopefully that translates, you know, into a more consistent team throughout the season.
All right, very well. And Coach, sort of the first few games that you have going for you, you got a game against Pacific at Pacific on Tuesday the 27th of this month, and then your first home game will be against the Central Rebels on the 30th, which is a Friday. And then you enter the Gene Steigors Invitational. So right off the bat, you're getting some good early competition, especially with the history that the Central Rebels have showed on the boys' side. And then that Gene Steigors Invitational is a chance to really put your guys through a grind of, you know, a couple of games here and a couple of games there in a short span.
Yeah, I think you try to find a balance. It's so tough with scheduling, but I think you try to find a balance of that early season schedule. I'm not so sure we have. The last couple of years, we've started out awfully tough with our early season schedule. We actually moved Farmington to a little bit later, so that kind of changes it just a little bit. But always going to Pacific, who's always really, really good. Park Hills is obviously going to be very good. And then there's about four or five pretty good teams in the Steigors tournament. I think our first four or five games, we're going to be thrown right to the fire. There's going to be no weak games early on. So we're going to have to see how these young guys react to that and how we gel as a new team.
All right. That is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk. Coach, looking forward to working with you again this year, and best of luck to the Tigers this season.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.